leaping in there, man.
That's great.
It's a good one, though, isn't it? Conceptual, covers everything, man.
Yeah.
In the beginning was the cube. So there was this guy, right? And he was like all powerful, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was the word and stuff. I think it happened before everything else happened. And he said something. Do you remember what it was? I don't know. Anyway. He said something and then everything happened.
Let there be light.
Praise be!
You want light? We've got loads of light.
Let there be sound. Thank you.
missus, right? She was a dead nosy bitch, right? She's wanting to know everything about everyone, yeah? Yeah? She liked apples. And there was this snake, right? And this snake, he liked apples as well. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy, but he was alright. And she wasn't even that bad either, she was just really nosy, you know, really insecure. She just wasn't alright with her own stuff, right? She just wanted to know everybody else's stuff, right? She was alright, you know, just like the rest of us. But anyway, she ate this apple and then she got them both thrown out of this place they were living in. I don't know why, like maybe it was the owner's apple or something. He left it in the fridge. He shouldn't have left it in the fridge, really. Why the fuck was it there? Like, I don't get it. You know, why was it there? Why was it there in the first place if they weren't meant to find out, right? You know? It's questions like this that just, like, I just don't understand, right? I just don't get it. Just makes me wonder, you know? Just makes me wonder how much of this shit, like, actually makes sense and actually is true, you know? Now they tell you all this like stuff about apples and stuff. But if you saw an apple, right, on a tree, right, you'd probably like grab it and eat it. If you wanted an apple, right, I mean there's no harm done, right? There's plenty of other apples, like on plenty of other trees, innit? And if a snake told you to do it, you'd probably fucking do it, wouldn't you? What snakes tell me, and it's never done me wrong, has it? So, like, I don't know why they got into so much trouble, right? But then, like, there was a flood, someone got a magic technicolor dream coat, and it fucking ended up down a well. There was all sorts of, like, wars, and then loads of people drowned. It was not really nice. There was this bit where they had to cross the sea, yeah? And, like, across, but then some other guys got trapped. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's nice. So, like, I don't know, like, all of this stuff that I read in the book, it was a pretty good book. It was a really long book, but everyone said it was a bestseller. Yeah, so I bought it because it was a bestseller. Like, I learned a lot. I learned that I shouldn't covet my neighbour's wife. Because I did that last year, right? And he came around, he smashed me windows in. So I won't do that again. So there was all kinds of useful advice in this book. Like, some of it was like, yeah, if your daughter doesn't listen to you, you should throw stones at her. So I did that. She listens to me now. She got some bruises on her, and I'm not happy about that, but at least she's listening, you know, she's listening. But I never got to the end of the book because it started getting a bit outrageous and started saying stuff like, you know, everybody's gonna like die. And like, that's pretty self-evident, isn't it? I don't need a fucking book to tell me this shit, you know? Oi, wanna get a pint? You wanna come down the pub, get a pint? Yeah, come on, continue. Thank you. Oh yeah, I think it was called the Da Vinci Code.